Here we go.
Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money.
Good evening. Welcome to Smart Money, where it's important to save, be motivated, anticipate, be responsible, and be timely. I am your host, Joshua Ehlers. Welcome, everyone. Happy fall to everyone out there. I'm going to start off with a little introduction about myself. My name is Joshua Ehlers, like I said. I'm an accounting and business administration major at Bluffton University. I'm from Defiance, Ohio. I'm a little involved here on campus. I'm in cross country. I'm a ministry assistant on second floor Neufeld. I'm also president of an investment club and vice president of the Bluffton University Business Leaders. So I'm quite involved here on campus. So why am I doing this radio show tonight? So I was going to do Financial Peace University by Dave Ramsey. I decided this might be a better route to reach some more folks. So I'm going to talk a lot about financial literacy, just personal finance, talk a little bit about the business world out there. As far as business in that scope, I want to be a financial advisor after I graduate. So I thought this would be a great way to get me exposed and see if this is really what I want to do the rest of my life. So I think to start off the show, we'll jump into some market news and check out what the market did today. Let's see. Not a great day on the market. The Dow is down 106 points today. Had a rough day. NASDAQ, it's also down 17 points. The Dow closed at 26,385 and NASDAQ closed at 7,990. Whew, rough day for both of those. Both are due to the Fed rate hikes that are happening. The Fed rate hikes are affecting a lot of rates on credit cards, adjustable rate mortgages, home equity lines of credit, and most variable rates. So that's certainly not a great thing there. Let's see what else has happened here. Let's see what we got here. Let's see, Lowe's. Saw this article on Lowe's teaming up with AT&T and HydroPoint to do smart water management for stores. Thought that was pretty cool, saving water by only irrigating parts of their lawns that are directly impacted and need water. They're supposed to be saving a lot of water by doing so. Couple other headlines we got here. Amazon is turning to toys, home goods, and latest brick and mortar trial. So, let's see. Oh, man. What other stocks are up? We got Amazon up just a little bit, about 30 cents, closing at $1,974. Verizon is up about 9 cents at $53.14, so a little rough day on the market, but other than that, not terrible. Ups and downs, you know, that's the market for you. Let's jump into a little bit more about the show and some disclosures I'd like to give. So, I'm gonna be talking about a lot about personal finance. Like I said, I wanted to do Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University, so I will be quoting Dave Ramsey a lot on this show. So, shout out to Dave Ramsey. He's where I got a lot of what I'm gonna talk about. A little bit of my inspiration to get into the field of financial advising. His ideas are very radical, very countercultural to today. So a lot of it will be different than what you are used to. One of his favorite sayings is "normal is broke." I will be using that a lot during my during the shows. So, like I said, disclosure. Got to give Dave a lot of credit. So I will be quoting Dave a lot. I might quote a few of his rants, and we'll see what happens. We'll go from there. I'm sorry if a lot of it steps on some toes out there, but just trying to change it up a little bit, give a little bit of a different take on financial literacy. Let's go ahead and take a little break here, and we'll come back and we'll jump into the first lesson of the night.
Need a new car? Come on down to Crazy Jerry's, because I'm slashing prices like crazy. Want a beige 1972 sedan? We got that. Or how about if you want a beige 1972 sedan? We got that too. And what color do you want?
Beige.
Well, we got that. That's right, folks. We got beige ones on the front lot. And over there in the back, we got beige ones. Looking for something maybe in beige? Well, we got it. We got them in beige, and in beige. You like 1972 sedans? Sure you do! Well, we got them. We got four-door ones. We got beige ones. We even got four-door beige ones. So come on down. I got just the car for you.
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment? Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Smart Money. All right, guys, let's jump into our first lesson. I'm going to talk about the most important financial tool out there, and that is living on a budget. But not like a budget where you just budget a few dollars, you know, like a couple categories. I'm talking about a $0 budget where you take every dollar that you make and you put it into a category and you stick to it. When you go out to buy something, you spend it. You only use what's in that category, and you budget every single dollar that you bring in. So I'm gonna start off with a little quote that, you know, of course I got it from Dave. Gotta quote Dave again. Children do what feels good. Adults devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Adults devise a plan and follow it. Personal finance is 20% knowledge and 80% behavior. I think that's very important, right? Personal finance is 20% knowledge and 80% behavior. You don't have to be a business major to figure out personal finance. You don't have to major in it. Like I said, it's 20% knowledge and 80% behavior. It's all about going into the store and having discipline, you know, not going in and spending $100 that you don't have. It's all about discipline. And the budget gives you a game plan. I like to say I'm a sports guy, so I like to give a lot of sports analogies. So I'm going to compare a budget to a game plan. And we've been watching most sports teams, you know, we watch a lot of film. Basketball, football, volleyball, name a sport, we probably all watch film. You watch practice film, game film. You watch game film to figure out what mistakes are being made. And you try to change them the next time. We've been watching the same game film for decades. We've been watching our parents. We've been watching our grandparents. And for some reason, there aren't millionaires sitting around everywhere. But every millionaire that talks says the most important thing, or not even millionaires, just people getting out of debt, say the most important thing is living on a budget. A lot of people that give testimony after going through Financial Peace University say the most important thing to them was living on a budget. Giving them a game plan. Most people are, you know, sit around, they're broke, living on hard times. It's because they're not living on a plan. You gotta have a game plan to get from, you know, move from point A to point B. If you don't have a plan, how do you know where you're going? How do you have a steps to get there? And like I said, normal is broke. If we keep following the same film, we don't change things. We won't get anywhere. We got to change something up, get on a plan, get on a budget. So we, you know, change financial trees, start changing stuff. Like I said, being on a budget is key to paying off debt and becoming a millionaire. If you're going through, you know, personal finances blind, you think you're doing all right, but you're spending $5 here, $5 there, you know, just little amounts add up really quick. And by the end of the month, you're struggling to make a payment here or there, and you have no idea where all your money went. Zero-based budget. I think that's the most important part. It's not just a, a budget where you, a couple dollars that you, you know, you like you budget every single dollar of income. You start with giving. I think that's the most important part there is, the first, line on your budget should be giving. As you, start building up wealth, giving part of it away makes you feel better. It gives purpose. And then after that first line, you budget all of your expenses, and that is when it becomes eye-opening on how much you are spending each month on like silly categories, things that you didn't even know. You might have $100 or plus in subscriptions that you are giving out every month. And by now, with new phone plans that are subscription based, and you might be giving out $200 a month in subscriptions. And just being able to see that on paper, like writing it out, might be eye-opening enough to change some behaviors. If you're struggling with debt, seeing that on paper might be the chance that you can change something up and start cutting some of that, and start paying off a little bit of that debt a little at a time. But then go down after giving, go down all of your expenses, whatever expenses you have, you go out, but every single dollar of income you budget into a category. And once you get all that, you gotta save a little too. You always gotta remember to save. Saving is important. You gotta start young as you can, save a little bit at a time. I think that's, saving is one of those things, you're either a natural saver or a natural spender. As a kid, I was always, saving was like ingrained in my head. We always had to save. Go to the bank, put it in your savings account. No, you can't touch that. It's in your savings account. So if you're not a natural saver, like I said, personal finance is 20% knowledge and 80% behavior. You got to change some of that behavior. Start. If you put it on paper, it kind of holds you holds you accountable. So it might, just doing that budget, gives you a plan, and it might change some of that behavior, and you might, turn yourself into a little bit of a saver. But you always got to remember to save a little bit every month. And that is, if you're paying off debt, every situation is different. If you're doing great, you have no debt, and, cut a little out so you can start saving towards, retirement and goals. Always have a goal. Oh yeah, this budget gets you to your goals. If you're trying to buy an expensive item, this budget gets you to that. Yeah, like I said, it's a game plan to get you somewhere. Most of us, we're not going to work our entire lives, so this budget gets you to retirement as well. It gives you a plan to save for retirement. I know most of the audience out there is probably students, but in case you're getting married soon, I know there's some students out there, ain't got that significant other that you've had for a while. Maybe put a ring on it, guys. but budgeting in marriage is I would say it's probably not an easy task from testimonials I've heard. But it's very important that couples are on the same page, and that sounds, like an old phrase that everyone's always heard, but the number one problem with marriages in the U.S. right now is money problems. Divorce, caused by money problems. Not on the same page, separate bank accounts. Have no idea what's going on with their finances. One spouse keeping it from another. So it's very important that you both are on the same page. Sit down. Dave likes to call it your monthly personal budget meeting. It's like, pretend you're running your household like a company. Sit down, have a dedicated time, sit down and have a meeting with one another. Think about things that are going to need fixed or going to need to be changed in the next month, and sit down and have that conversation with your significant other, or by that time, probably your husband or wife. Sit down, have that conversation, work this budget out together. Because once you guys are both on the same page, you both are trying to achieve the same goal. everything's out in the open. You're not one person doesn't have like some secret bank account holding money, or everyone knows what that they have, and go from there. And you both have to agree on it. Compromise is key. If one doesn't agree, work on compromise. Most couples have a natural saver and a natural spender. You have to compromise. The saver, you're going to want to put every dime away. Natural spender, you're going to want to spend every dime that you can. So you both are going to have to compromise. Work it out. You don't leave the meeting until everything is worked out. Find a compromise. Give each other a little spending money. Just like, I don't know, whatever it's in your budget, you know, like $200. $200 that person, you can, the natural spender, you can go out and you can spend it on whatever you want. If you're into clothes, shoes, I don't know, video games, you can go out and you can spend that. You don't have to be guilty about spending it, because you both work that out in your budget, and you can just go out and spend it. You don't have to worry about feeling guilty and like walking home and like hiding it from your partner, walking in the door. Oh, I gotta be him or her home so she doesn't see they don't see this. You hide in the closet, put it behind like a bunch of clothes you never wear. You don't have to do that, because you in your guys' monthly budget meeting, you worked it out, and you go out and you spend that, and you each have that money that you go out and you just spend. And you don't have to feel guilty about spending it. And it leaves everyone at peace. And there's no problems. There's no problems. You're at peace. And the budget will take at least 3 months before you get a budget that works. At least 3 months. Maybe more. Depending on how well it goes the first couple months. But you have to give it time. It's not one of those things that just come easy to some people. It takes a lot of time before you get a budget that works. You know, there's some kinks in it. You got to work it out. It's not something that just comes easy. You work out some kinks, you know. You got to know how much you need to budget for groceries and budget for certain categories. But once you figure those things out, budgeting comes easy. So your monthly budget meeting, you know, if you're married, might be a time that you two can spend to work out other things in the marriage, like talk about, you know, how your day went, or, you know, whatever, or other events that you both have coming up, things that, you know, just after about 3 months, budgeting becomes a lot easier, but you have to give it time. You have to give it that time. I had a thought and I lost my thought. So let's move on to, Dave's envelope system. So I think this is, if you're just getting into budgeting, it's pretty good. So basically, after you make your budget, after you get paid, if you got a direct deposit or you got a check, you go to the bank, you cash your check, or if you have a direct deposit, you take the money from your budget for certain categories. And you put it into envelopes. Now, what goes in the envelope is all you get for that category. So if you put $100 or $200 in an envelope for food, that's all you get for food. And depending on how you guys did it, if you put food on an envelope and that's your food for groceries, going out with friends, what other, takeout, that is all you can spend for that category. You can't, that's all you get. Once the envelope's empty, there's no more. And the same thing goes for clothes, other categories. You put the money in the envelope. When the envelope empty, that's all you get. That's all you got for the envelope. Now, in the first couple months, you know, you might not be experts at this, and I don't expect anyone to be an expert the first time unless you have some beginner's luck. So you might mess up, and you might not put enough in an envelope, and you might have to take from other envelopes to get by. But you have to take from an envelope and put it in another envelope to get by. And it's a give and take system. If you take it from one envelope, you put in another, there's no more. That's all you get. You kind of have to move some money around. But other than that, once the envelope empty, That's all you get for that category. There's no more. But the envelope system, if you don't like carrying around a bunch of white envelopes, white letter envelopes, you can, ladies out there, you can jump on Dave Ramsey's website. I'm giving a lot of publicity to Dave Ramsey, and I know. I love the man. I love him. His daughter, Rachel Cruz, came out with a really stylish wallet that has she calls it her clip system. So she has like those binder clips that are different colors that you can take a pile of cash and clip it together and have categories colorized in a nice stylish leather, you know, I don't know, like the wallet. I think it's a wallet. Yeah, a wallet. I don't know. I get confused with all the women accessories, but the wallet, you get a nice leather wallet in black or tan. I think they're the colors, and you can do it that way. Men, binder clips aren't going to fit in our wallet. I know that. That's not going to work. And I don't think we want to carry around a bunch of white envelopes. So go down to the local, you know, Office Max or Target, just anywhere that sells office supplies. Pick up some mini colored paper clips. Get your categories figured out. Get how much you're spending. Do the same colorized system. Put a color to each category. And then take one of your paper clips, clip it together, and then put it in your wallet. You know, I tried it for, I'm still doing it, and I like it a lot. It saves room in my wallet, and it helps, you know, helps me with the category. So I like that a lot. And with the whole envelope system, I think the one thing that Dave loves to say is cash is king. I remember listening to him a while back, and there's studies that have been done that when you hand over cash, the pain receptors in your brain go off. It's really hard to hand over a Benjamin. It's easier to hand over a credit card. When you hand over cash, there's a transaction that happens in your head. You have to give over that $100 bill to receive all your groceries. But when you swipe it with a debit card or a credit card, you receive both back, and that, there's no transaction happening, so there's no emotion happening. When you have to hand over cash that you worked hard for, it kind of hurts a little bit. So cash is king. When you're working on, you know, getting out of debt, always use cash for a while. Hand over that cash that you worked hard for. Get into that rhythm. We've gotten away from cash a lot. We're getting into where we don't even see money anymore. It comes in our account, direct deposit, and goes out of our account with a debit card. Quick swipe. I know I haven't. Sometimes I was working, getting some checks. Sometimes I wouldn't even see cash. You know, it's so easy. It just goes right in your account and goes right out in seconds. So if you're working on getting out of debt, use cash for a while. It makes a huge difference when you have to see what you're getting in and giving back out. It just brings to life that budget even more. All right, guys, let's take a quick break here. And when we come back, I'm going to go on a little Dave rant.
Download our app for iOS or Droid. Take 96.1 The Wit with you everywhere you go. To class, to the store, even to the shower. Free wherever you get your apps.
Welcome back to Smart Money. Verse of the day. Our verse of the day is Proverbs 13:16. Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool lays open his folly. Proverbs 13:16. Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool lays open his folly. So I think I'm going to jump into a Dave rant. If you haven't listened to Dave Ramsey before, he's very famous for a few of his Dave rants. So I'm going to read one from Total Money Makeover. I'm taking this straight from the chapter, so let's jump right in. It's titled Breaking Down the Envelope System. It's easy to overspend when you don't have a clear boundary line. The budget tells you what the line is for each category. But when your gas money and your grocery money and entertainment money are all sitting in one big lump in your bank account, one category can plow right past the line without you knowing. That's why I recommend using the envelope system for some categories. Say you budget $600 a month for food this month. Well, when you get paid, you take that $600 out of the bank in cash, yes, actual cash, and put it in an envelope. Write food on the outside of that envelope. When you go to the store, take your envelope and spend your cash. You don't use that money for anything other than food, and you don't buy any food except with the money out of that envelope. When the cash is gone, you're done. That's a pretty clear boundary. The envelope system works best in categories like food, entertainment, clothing, gas, stuff like that. You don't need to use it for monthly bills, and you send through the mail or have it automatically debited from your account. Here's the deal. Swiping a piece of plastic doesn't register in your brain the same way cash does. When you actually lay a couple of Benjamins on the counter, you know you're spending the money. That's why using the envelope system will help you change your spending habits. Cash is king. That sums up, you know, everything I talked about today with our first lesson on budgeting. Like that last line says, cash is king. I think that rant there, you know, lays it out pretty well. That budgeting creates, like you said, a clear boundary of categories. It doesn't let you go out and spend all your money in one category, in food or anything else. It's a pretty clear boundary line. All right, let's listen to a couple more songs here, and we'll come back and we'll wrap up the first episode of Smart Money.
From Luke's to Southgate Lanes, we are 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back to Smart Money. All right, I'm just going to wrap up the show here. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. I just want to say that we'll be touching on Dave Ramsey's 7 baby steps in future shows, and next week, tune in to learn all about debt. Remember to live smart, everyone.